There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Are you being a good steward? Marcus Aurelius was adopted into an imperial family much larger than the one defined by his blood relations. By assuming the purple in 160 AD, he became the last link in a chain of the so-called good emperors, in which we now refer to as the Pax Romana. 250 years prior to Marcus's ascension, Cato the Younger would be born into a similar legacy, this one of great Roman statesmen. His great-grandfather, Cato the Elder, made his name fighting for ancestral customs against the modernizing influences of a budding empire. His father was serving as a tribune of the plebs and a candidate for office when his ascendant career was cut short by a sudden death. His grandfather did attain that office, but died in his first year. And Cato came to see himself as a successor to a long line of protectors of Rome's old ways, the ways of his ancestors, against decay and destruction. These men, from Cato the Elder to Marcus, whose lives spanned more than four centuries, woke up each day aware of the obligations that their positions placed upon them. They tried to be good stewards, not to let their ancestors down and to leave Rome better than they found it. And each of us has been entrusted with something similar, not just in our roles as citizens, but in whatever responsibilities we have in our work, our businesses, our families, even the environment. The question we should always be asking ourselves then is, are we being good stewards? Are we improving things? Making decisions with the long view, trying not to be selfish, treating what we own or oversee as something we hold on behalf of someone else, like guardians rather than possessors. Let this standard guide you. Like Cato and Marcus, let it keep you honest. Let it make you great. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V, Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.